Morning. Welcome once again to the preaching of the gospel. Thank you for coming. If you have a Bible, let's read in Acts chapter 4. Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. Like we just sang right now, no tears or works can save you from hell. Jesus alone can save. And that's what we're going to read right here in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. It says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Let's read it again. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men where we must be saved. We're going to be reading until here for now. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but everybody's talking right now about the Powerball, the lottery. Everybody's, you know, you hear it at work, school, in the news, the TV, Facebook, everywhere. So everybody's making a big deal about it, about winning the lottery right now because there's so much money. I don't really understand how it works, but there's so much money and there's people buying tickets hoping that they get rich by that. They become billionaires or millionaires, something like that. And I was thinking about it and I searched for the odds of winning the lottery ticket. And it's one, the odds of winning the lottery ticket, the Powerball, is one in nearly 300 million. So it's like you pick one number and there's almost 300 million chances that you don't get the big prize. But still people are looking to that, you know? Like people have big hopes about it, they have faith. They go, oh, I'm gonna win. And they have all figured it out, they think, oh, I'm gonna do this with the money. If I win, I would go to a certain place, I wouldn't work, I wouldn't have to do this, you know. And there's a co-worker, friend of mine, he says he's into the lottery ticket. He bought his ticket and he's like, hey, if I win the lottery ticket, I'm going to pay off your car. I'm going to give you your house and I'm going to do this and I'm going to start my business. Something like that. And I mean, I'm not saying having financial stability is wrong. I mean, I would love him to pay off my car and give me a house, you know, but you can see the odds and it's like pretty much impossible that you're going to win the lottery. But still people have big hopes. For this, they have faith, and when you go and you buy the lottery ticket, you're hoping to get a prize. Those millions in there that is gonna give you security for your life. It's gonna give you a good life. It's gonna give you money. It's gonna give you treasures, something that you're looking for. And there's people that look up to that. But we're here to talk about the gospel, the message that the Lord has for you about salvation. And I'm glad that the odds of getting salvation by trusting in Jesus Christ is one in one. Like there's no such thing as, oh, it might happen, it might not happen. It's not like, oh, I'm gonna get this, but you know, probably I'll get saved, I'll go to heaven. The Bible gives you a verse right here that there's no other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. We just sang Jesus alone can save. And now salvation is a bigger, even bigger, better prize than having those millions, you know, in your bank account. And it's something that is not probably, it's a for sure thing. But why people are not looking into that? Why is anybody talking about salvation on radio, on news, on TVs, you know, at work? Why not? If it's a better, bigger reward, prize, or gift, a reward is something that you work and they give you this amount of money back or goods. Like when you go to work, you give them your time, you give them your, I don't know, your knowledge, something, and they give you money as a reward. When you go and buy the lottery ticket, you hope that you're gonna get something back as a prize. When you go to the fair to Santa Monica and you're smashing the mole's heads, and when they come out of the hole, and you're like, ah, and you're hoping to get a prize, but you may not get it because something might be quicker than you and you lost. And that's a prize, something that you hope for, but you may not get it. But a gift, what is a gift? When someone comes to you and say, here you go. It's not a prize that it's, there's a chance that you might not get it. It's not a reward. And we want to thank God that it's not a reward. Salvation is not a reward. We don't have to work for it. Because if we have to work for it, the price that it will be so high that nobody ever will be able to pay that amount or to do something like in the hymn, works, tears, sacrifices. If it was a reward, nobody would have been saved. Nobody. But saying that, having in mind that people look for that financial stability or worldly pleasures for this life, and they wanna have what they don't have right now, but they don't think ahead. Let's try to put eternity in perspective, because we know that God has given eternity to each and every one of us. Our soul is eternal. It had a beginning, but it's not gonna end. It's not gonna die. It's not gonna come to an end after a certain amount of time. And I don't know if you looked or if you saw it, but there's a chart right there that they just put in the morning. And it says that from the beginning, Adam and Eve, it's like a timeline all the way up to 2015, all the historical facts or things that had happened, But I want to think of this, like, let's say this is from here to 1 inch about here. So that's a history of the world. Everything has happened from here, from this corner to 1 inch, okay? So in the first, on the corner around the edge, there's Adam and Eve. Now, can you imagine Adam and Eve being the only humans in the whole world? The only humans. So from there, years passed, they had children, they were the first grandpas, something. In the years past, but we're looking only at 1 inch from here. Years passed. I was looking at the chart and have it written here. Electricity. It was 5,700 years after Adam and Eve. So Adam and Eve were created in here in the edge. 5,700 years after that, electricity was discovered. So they lived 5,700 years without electricity, no lights, no cell phones, no nothing, without electricity. Christopher Columbus discovered America in 5,500 years after Adam and Eve. They didn't know America existed as a continent. Then the electric light, the light. With Edison, 5,900 years after Adam and Eve, almost 6,000 years from Adam and Eve. And from that is just to say something, but they invented the steam machine. We had trains. We invented planes. We invented ships. We invented how do you say that? Special. The space shuttle, for example, the helicopters. Right now, we have smart everything. We have smartphones, we have smart TVs, smart watches. I even have a smart car. I don't know what's so smart about it, but it's a smart car. Technology has been like a lot, has increased in so much so rapidly, but yet we're looking only at an inch right here. From Adam and Eve to 2015, we're looking an inch, and everything that has happened in the world is only in here. And those people that are looking for the lottery and the money, it's only for this tiny little thing. But God has put eternity in our souls, which means that our souls are eternal. And we are worried about this inch right here when eternity is all this long. It continues, never gonna end. But we are looking only at this inch, and we worry so much about this inch. Who cares if you don't have millions in this planet? Who cares if you're living under a bridge in this planet when you have eternal security for the rest of, I'm not gonna say the rest of your life, because you're gonna die, but your soul will be eternal. Even when you die, you have to be secure about your soul, about where it's going. And whatever you do in this earth, in this planet, whatever you work, whatever you live, however you dress, that's not going to make any difference in eternity. Once you pass death, or if the Lord comes, and you don't have that salvation in your heart, if you haven't trusted the Lord as your Savior, you're going to go to eternity. But once you pass to eternity, there's only two places, and I'm sure you've heard about it. It's either heaven or hell. If you go to heaven, you have eternity in heaven. If you go to hell, you have eternity in hell. Now, that gift that I was talking about before, salvation, is eternity with Christ, with the Lord in heaven. How much bigger is that than to have those millions here on earth? That is a bigger, better prize than winning the lottery, winning every single thing that you can put in your mind in here. And going back to the beginning, it's not a probability. It's not even one. When you flip a coin, it's one out of, it's 50-50. One out of two. Either heads or tails. You say, oh, it's a small chance of losing, but you can still lose if you flip a coin. It's not even that. It's not flipping a coin like, oh, it might happen. We have a bigger probability of happening, but then again, you have the other part where you might lose. It's not something like that. It's 100% sure. If you trust in the Lord as your Savior, you're going to be saved. You're going to have that eternity in heaven. Now you say, how can I be saved? We read right here in Acts chapter 4 and verse 12. That there is no other name under heaven given among men where we must be saved. No other name. If you're looking at a lady, if you're looking at a governor, if you're looking for a religious man, if you're looking at yourself to get saved, there's no other name, the Bible says, under heaven given among men where we must be saved. There's only the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus alone can save. Jesus alone can save. We were singing that right now. Now, what does that mean to you? If Jesus alone can save, and you are not saved, what are you waiting for? If you know that there's no other name under heaven given among man that whereby we must be saved, if you know that, if you heard that, what are you waiting for? What if on your way home somebody crashes with you and you're gone, you're done. And you pass eternity and you're going to be stuck in hell forever. There's no going back. What are you waiting for? Are you probably saying, oh, it's because my friends are not going to talk to me because my mom, my dad are not believers and they won't accept me. If you think of that, 1 inch, maybe less, maybe half of an inch, that is the whole history of humans in this earth. And maybe your life is less than a tiny dot in here. Thousands of years of history are here. Where are you here? You're a single dot here. And you're worrying about what they could say. You're worrying about having a good life. You don't pay attention to what's next, what's ahead. But I want you to think about this. Are you saved? What if you pass to eternity? What if you die? What if the Lord comes right now? Where would you be? If you go to sleep tonight and you died in your dreams, where would you wake up? Where would you wake up? How would it be? So, eternity is something that is going to happen. Eternity is something that you have in your soul. And salvation is something that the Lord is giving you as a gift. The Lord came into the cross 2,000 years ago and died. That was a price that he had to pay for you and for me for our sins. Now, are you taking that as a gift or are you going to put it away? Because coming here to the meetings, coming here to hear the gospel, it's not going to save you. Having Christian parents are not going to save, it's not going to save you. Like last Sunday that we heard it, from Mr. Fitzpatrick, that there's a difference between knowing about God and knowing him personally as your Savior. Pretty sure you've heard about God because that's something that pretty much everybody knows. You know that he became human and he came into this world and he died for you. And you know about it. And you think, oh, I don't need to go to church or I don't need to go to a gospel hall. I don't need to read the Bible because I already know. But do you know him personally? Are you 100% sure that if you die today, you're going to go to heaven? That's something that you should have as the number one thing in your life. That's something that you should have in priority. Because you never know when you're going to die. You never know again when the Lord's going to come. That's so, so important to know. You should be prepared. Because who knows who's going to die today? I might see you, I might be seeing you right now, but I don't know if I'm going to see you next Sunday. So I want you to think about that. Having that security for eternal life. Having that, I don't know how to explain it. It's a feeling that so good, so overwhelming that to know that even if you don't deserve salvation, God has given you like this, take it. If he was for us, we wouldn't be saved. If he was for me, tell me, are you a good person? Am I a good person? No. Everybody sins. I sin. I'm not a good person. With one sin, I cannot enter into the presence of God because he is holy. Have you ever told a lie? Have you ever stolen something? We are not good persons. We are sinners. And you gotta ask God for mercy and you gotta ask God for forgiveness and trust in the Lord as your Savior. You gotta look back to that cross and picture in your mind, in your head, the Lord hanging from that cross. And you gotta realize that that person on the cross was dying for you. That person on the cross was paying for your sins. And when you do that by heart, when you know that you're a sinner, and then he paid for you, You just talk to God. Tell him that you repent from your sins and ask him for forgiveness. And he will save you because the Bible says so. We have right here, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Believe. Trust in him. Just want to say that it would be a shame that you're thinking more about this life and worried about what's going to happen to you in your future and being so much worried about the job you're going to have, the place you're going to live, and you forget about your soul and your eternity, something that's never going to end. God already did everything for you. When I got saved, that was the thing that I realized. Everything is done already. Even though I sinned, God loved me and sent his Son to the cross to die for me. And now all I have to do is just believe and trust in him as my Savior. So that's what I did. I didn't have to go to some person to tell him, hey, I need you to save me, because he didn't do anything for me. The one who did it was Christ. He was the one who died for me. So when I trusted him in him as my Savior, the Bible tells me that I am saved, and now I am on my way to heaven. Not because I am a good person. Just because I wear a suit and a tie doesn't make me a good person. But because he died for me and he paid off my sins, and I was redeemed by his blood. You don't know when you're going to die. You don't know how much time we have here. So the opportunity is right now. God is almighty. God is hearing you. God can see what's in your mind. So you don't have to raise your hand and say, hey, I trust you. Something that is going to be here in your heart and here in your mind. And you're going to know, because there's going to be a moment when you accept him as your Savior. Let us pray. Our Father, we enter once again in thy holy presence. We want to thank thee for the salvation that thou hast given unto men. Because thou art very clear in thy word. When we read, there is no other name under heaven whereby we must be saved. We want to thank thee, Lord, for the sacrifice that our Lord Jesus Christ did on the cross 2,000 years ago. We want to thank thee because he is the only name under heaven where we can go and ask for forgiveness. We want to thank thee because we have the opportunity right now to hear the gospel, to read the Bible, and to know that he is still saving. We want to thank thee, Lord, for letting us come here today. And we want to ask thee for those who have not received the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, who are lost. We ask thee, Father, for salvation for those people. We want to thank thee once again for letting us come and hear the gospel. We want to thank thee for this opportunity that we have right now. We want to ask thee for thy blessing in the rest of the day. We want to ask thee for the returning to our homes, that thou let us get home safe. And we want to ask thee all of these things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.